Live from Kakariko Village. Broadcast throughout the Retroverse, transmitted to the real world via a maze of wires connecting the Super Nintendo to a Wii, to a Wi-Fi network, and finally to the Internet. The Techno Funk Boy presents the Retro Zoo Super Show. Here are your hosts, Kai and Steven.
Hello? Hello?
Is there?
I guess there's no lights or anything that tells me that, you know, it's picking me up. That's weird. I'm not used to that at all. I guess we just try it? I guess we'll just try it. Hi, this is Kai, and you have reached the Retro Zoo Super Show. If you are hearing this, if not, then this did not work, and there's probably not going to be an episode, because this was supposed to be the episode. This is Retro Zoo Super Show on WTRI in Kakariko Village. I have gotten out of town. I have taken off, and a lot of podcasts that I listen to, and probably a lot of podcasts that you have listened to, we are recording remotely, and silly me, I forgot to bring my computer so I could actually record, but I have this like tape deck here. And it took me a long time to find a blank tape, but I did so. And so I have started this up, and the plan is to finish this up by tomorrow night and shoot it over to Drum, who is still in the studio, and I'll get him to air it on the regular programs at time. So that's the plan. If for those of you who are listening as this episode comes out, you know, you're nodding your head, you're like, yep, you're hearing this from a lot of podcasts. For if you're listening in the future, we're right in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Kakariko Village, for a long time, we were just being encouraged to like stay at home. And, you know, do as much as possible, limit our exposure and our contact with others. That has changed. We are now under an enforced lockdown where we're only supposed to get out for, you know, like groceries and errands that are really important and that sort of thing. That is being enforced by the palace guards. I have had run in with them before. It was during the whole Ganon debacle where, Aghanim had kind of turned them against the people and, locked us down with martial law. And they're not overly bright. You know, if you can get behind them, they start looking around. They can't figure out where you went, which is great, but they're also a lot tougher than me. And so I do not want to get crossed with them again. That was a bad time in my life. So I decided to head on out of town, and I was kind of inspired by everyone. Cause if you don't know, the new Animal Crossing game was just released. This is Animal Crossing New Horizon, and it seems to be doing well. Everyone I know has been playing it and enjoying it quite a bit. And so I think that that's great. But it occurred to me as I was looking for some place to go, instead of staying in town, it occurred to me that I've actually never played an Animal Crossing game. And I don't have a Switch, and so I wasn't able to get the new one, but I was like, well, you know, New Leaf is on the 3DS, and I do have one of those, and I can grab that, but I got thinking, and I remembered something. So I bought a Wii, like, some time ago. And it was used, of course. I say some time ago. It was in the last few years. It wasn't new. But I bought it used, and it came with a lot of games. A lot of the games were on the hard drive already, having previously been purchased from the Wii store. And it also came with a bunch of discs. And I have not played all the games on those discs. I have not come even close. There's probably several in there that I'm not going to, but others of them that I have been really excited about and played a lot of, like Mario Kart. It's just fantastic. Great game. And I've played a lot of that. And that sort of thing. So I was remembering, though, it's like, wait a minute. I think there is an Animal Crossing in there. And I looked, and sure enough, it had Animal Crossing City Folk. And so I know that New Leaf, from everything I've heard, New Leaf was better received than City Folk. But at the same time, it's like, well, I don't necessarily need to be spending extra money right now if I don't have to. And, you know, I probably should see from this game if this is even something that I actually like. And so I was like, okay, well, let's give this a try. And so I got on a bus and started heading out to a town called Loria. And I met at the bus station, I met a cat named Rover, which is wrong. And he, oh my goodness, he's talkative and quite friendly. But he asked me a lot of questions and was very excited that I was heading out to Loria, and was pretty pumped. And so we sat near each other on the bus, and he said a lot of words, and I said almost nothing the whole time. But that is what got me to the town and ready to go. So this game is honestly, it's like tough to explain. And I've like listened to shows about this game that have sought to explain it and did a better job than I would. Especially because this is my first day in it. And trying to give you my initial impressions here. But it's not quite anything that I expected. You know, I was expecting like The Sims, or perhaps to an extent even Sim City, but probably more The Sims. But it's not quite like that. It's a lot more cartoony. It seems a lot more playful. And so I arrive at this town, and in, you know, it's a beachside town with a river running through it, and there's not that many buildings. It's kind of a general store that Tom Nook owns, and a museum, and the city hall, and a clothing shop, and pretty much everything else is houses for the residents. Now when I inquired about things, you know, I was told actually by Rover that I'm a dreamer. And it was when he was asking me about my plans of where I was going to stay and how I was going to make any money. And I basically responded, figure it out. And he said, do people ever call you a dreamer? And then immediately laughs it off. And this is one of those games that that has that kind of a little bit of a quirky sense of humor that I actually really, really liked. But I was directed over to several houses that were for sale and picked one. And the character of Tom Nook appeared to sell it to me. And he sold it to me for bells, which I did not understand what that meant. At the time, it seems to be a reasonable price because he, after that, hired me as a part-time worker. And the first day, I paid off about 20% of the house. And so, just working part-time. So that seems to me like a good investment. I'm kind of loving the economy here. But as far as the rest of the town, it's a bunch of different characters who are different animals. And they to interact with, and each with their own kind of place in the town, something that they do in the town, their own personality. And the game itself seems to be just about a relaxed life in this small town. Now, there's a lot of stuff that I haven't explored yet. Have any, you know, I haven't been to the museum yet. A few things that I haven't done yet. I got a shovel. I got a fishing pole. Did some fishing. And I, you know, like I said, got this part-time job with Tom Nook. And so, What he sends me out on are you know, essentially a bunch of like fetch quests or that sort of thing. And I'm like immediately reminded of like the I just recently restarted Dragon Quest II, and the first thing you do in that game, and it's really disappointing because this game has just this killer opening where the bad guy invades this castle, and the bad guys are killing everybody in the castle, and the king sends his daughter underground to hide the princess, to hide, and this one messenger out to warn the other kingdoms, and that messenger reaches your kingdom and then probably dies, of course, but your father, the king, sends you out to go figure out what's going on, and he says, by the way, go get that princess who is a distant cousin of yours, as well as this other cousin of yours from this other kingdom. So the first thing you're supposed to do in that game is to go get this cousin, and you go to his castle, and his father is like, oh no, you missed him, he went out to the east for some guidance. And you go to the east to this cave, and they say, oh, you missed him, he actually decided he needed to go find you, and he went to your castle. So then you go to your castle, and your father says, oh, you missed him. He realizes that you weren't here, and so he went out back to go look for you at his castle. And so you go to his castle, and the king's like, no, he hadn't gotten here yet. And so then you go to a town that's kind of in between, and you finally find him. And this is how this game starts, and it's dumb. It's terrible. By the way, the game is really good. It is fun, but that's such a random beginning that it's not very good at all. And I'm immediately thinking of that. But I think wrongly. The other thing I think of is collect-a-thons. Because there seems to just be like, there's all these different, you know, fish, and you have entries in your journals about, you know, did you catch all the fish? And it says stuff about bugs. I don't have any way to catch the bugs yet. And that sort of thing. And so it reminds me of that, which has been done really well. Let me just say Pokemon. Pokemon did it really well. Not much else. But I think I'm looking at this in the wrong way, because the reason I don't like fetch quests is that they get in the way of a JRPG story. They get in the way of the point of the game. Whereas I really think the point here is to just relax and to unwind and not to jump through hoops, but actually to just chill for a little bit. And I'm really thinking that that is what we're supposed to be doing in this game. And so everything is kind of geared toward that, you know, and that honestly is really hard to switch out of, because when your neighbor starts talking to you and talks on and on and you can't skip forward in the text, believe me, I've tried. You can't skip forward in the text. You know, my instinct is to just like, no, we got to get going. I have goals to accomplish. And I think a lot of that is the game's way of telling you, they'll figure themselves out. You know, sure, you have to pay off this loan, but it's not that big of a deal. I mean, he doesn't demand payments anytime. You just pay him when you want to. You know, you can collect all these things, but meh. You know, if you get to it, you get to it. And there's you can't go forward in the game without actually changing the date on the system. You can't go forward in the game to the next day until it's the next day. Like, there's a lot of stuff, as I understand it, that's tied to the actual calendar in this game, where, you know, one of the characters asked me for my birthday, and that's because on my birthday, they're gonna give me something. And there's certain things that happen at certain times, and you can't force it. Or you can, but it requires actually changing the date in your system instead of letting things play out. And that's what the game wants you to do. It's like they only want you to do so many things. And it's like, yeah, I mean, sure, you can go catch more fish, or you can just chill. You can just go to sleep and turn it off for today and come back tomorrow. And that's taking some patience on my part, where I'm really wanting to jump ahead, and that's just not what's happening here. And honestly, I mean, that might be the thing that is attracting everyone to this game right now. I mean, besides the fact, I mean, look, this is a major series. It does well, right? It does well. But it is a time that's very tense. That's very, very tense. That, you know, this whole virus thing is changing the way we're doing everything. At the same time, it looks like it might be wrecking the economy. We don't really know what's going to be the fallout of it yet, because we're all still stuck inside. And this game just promises none of that. That there doesn't seem to be many or any deadlines. This is a game about writing letters to your neighbors, which you can do in the game. Or posting something on the bulletin board, which you can do in the game. Or just picking up apples and planting apple trees. Fishing. Collecting seashells. These are the things that this game is about, which I think is actually pretty cool. So I am actually going to head upstairs and go to sleep right now, but I think I can record a little bit more before I send this out to Drum tomorrow. So maybe I'll give you a little bit more of my second day reactions before I go to bed tomorrow. So I'm going to hit pause. I'm going to stop this now and make sure it actually recorded something. Goodness, how long has it been since I used a tape deck? And head upstairs, and hopefully this works, and we'll have a short break, and I'll be right back. Hey, it's Kai here. We recently finished our latest EP, Quest of the Dragon Warrior. It's an electronic tribute to Dragon Warrior and the amazing music that game gave us. We're really excited about how this music came out, and we want you to have it for free. If you go to technofunkboy.com/Dragon Warrior and sign up for our weekly newsletter, you'll get the songs to download and keep for free forever. That's technofunkboy.com/Dragon Warrior, or check the show notes for a link. Oh, gosh. Okay, so, and thanks for coming back. So, it's been, wow, I learned a lot today. First of all, I'm a little confused because I really thought after yesterday that, like, one of the things I do every day is to head over to Tom Nook and he'll give me some different jobs to do and I'll go do them. I don't know. He did not do that. I don't know if I did something wrong or if that was just a day one thing to get me started and to learn the town and how to do things. I'm not sure. But, I tried in multiple ways to talk to him about that. I walked in and he just wanted to sell me some stuff. And then I changed into my uniform, that he gave me yesterday. And he was still like, no, you want to buy some something? I'm like, okay. I got a bug net now. And so I've been hitting up the butterflies and bees. And that has been a lot of fun. Just stalking them through the woods and collecting them. And I ran into some new faces, which was fun. I got some mail, which was fun. And I finally went to the museum. And so, like, yesterday I mentioned a collectathon, and wow, yeah, this is a collectathon. Yeah, you can actually, instead of selling stuff that you find or capture to Tom Nook, you can actually donate them into the museum. And so they have like this place is huge. It's like, there's a large section that's just an aquarium where you can put all the fish you catch, and then a butterfly garden, and then, an actual section for, fine art, which I haven't run across yet. And so I'm sure that's going to be a thing at some point. And then for any fossils I dig up, they have a place for that. And so as I'm donating stuff, this place is filling up, and I did not even realize it was going to be that deep of a collectathon, but I figure, it is kind of fun, donate at least one thing of every type I find to go into the butterfly garden and see them there and that sort of thing. And so, that's actually turned out to be pretty, pretty cool. The trouble I had today was I ran across something that actually did have a time limit. Allie in town, who's the alligator, asked me to go take something to Brocklo. And who's a mouse. Now, this is not the same Brocklo who is on the backlog breakdown. Or is it? Actually, I'm pretty sure it is the same one. But, and so the other animals will like go for strolls outside and they'll put a note on their door that, hey, I'm not home. But that just means they're out strolling about. And that was the case with Brocklo. And, I ran around town three times before finding that little mouse. And I was starting to panic because first of all, I panicked because apparently I did not put the time in properly when I first started the game, because Allie said, hey, can you get this to him by 5 p.m.? And I look at the clock and it is 5:15. I'm like, oh my goodness. But then I look at the in-game clock and it's actually 4:40. And I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. And I'm scooting around and I'm looking for this guy for 7 minutes, and I'm actually starting to get tense. Now there's like a goal in the game that I have to hit. And I don't know what happens if I miss that goal. I have no idea, because I did find him, finally, and gave him the present, which was a toga. And so he put that on very dutifully. And I went back to report to Allie, who was pleased with me. And so, that was my big quest for the day. I decided that I needed to plant a bunch more trees. And so, I got some apples and planted them about. I got some, flowers and planted them, and then just went, fishing and butterfly catching a lot. And was able to, get some more stuff from Nook's shop. designed myself a t-shirt, and all in all, just had a nice and relaxing day. There's some stuff I don't understand in the game yet. If I'm supposed to be working for Tom Nook every day, I have no idea how. And so I've got to figure that out. I ran across one of the characters that was crying and was sad. I couldn't figure out why. And so I wrote him a letter. When I turned around, he was happy again. I don't know why. And so there's some stuff in the game that I'm not fully informed on that is going on, and just kind of evidences that, like, there's a lot more to this game than there seems. And judging by the size of the museum, there seems to be a lot more about this game than it seems. And there's probably just tons and tons of stuff on how to complete all these things, which I don't think that I'm going to do. So let me tell you the plan. This is kind of normally our backbeat episodes come after the regular episode. And what if you're just tuning in, what our backbeat episodes are like different aspects of a game that we'll do a full episode on a game, but there's something like I want to talk about the game that I just don't have time to in the main episode. So we'll like really hyper focus a backbeat episode about that thing. Normally they come after the main episode. This is the case where it's going to come beforehand. And that's because it's like, you know, when do you actually get the chance to, I mean, just get a full on, you know, first reaction on a retro gaming podcast. And, you know, that's exactly what this is. This has been for me. I have seen a little bit of Animal Crossing gameplay. I've listened to some podcasts about it, but, I've never understood what this game is about, and, I've never played it myself. And so I've been able to play it for the last 2 days and have been enjoying it so far, but I'm going to dig more into it, over the next week. And we're going to give you the full review of the game at that time. And, with a lot more information, and I will figure out those things that I am a little lost on, and all the stuff that I've so far not seen and not realized was a thing. And give you a little bit more detail about this game. From everything I'm understanding, is this is not one of the truly, truly, truly beloved games in this series. I keep being told that New Leaf is just a masterpiece, and you know, judging by this game, I might pick it up. But even so far I'm enjoying it, and so far. Even trying to find Brock Lowe for 7-8 minutes, in a panic there. This game has been very, very relaxing, which I do think is something that, I know I've needed lately. I've needed that. And so, I've been very pleased that I got to play it. So stay tuned for next week. We're going to be back with a larger episode. We might hit on the series as a whole, but we'll definitely talk more about this particular game, about, Animal Crossing City Folk. And, and we will see you then. In the meantime, though, please do check out the links below for our link to our Discord server. If you are so inclined and you are able to do so, please check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/technofunkboy. Our goal for the year is to stop losing money on this podcast, and that's becoming with like the uncertainty of everything going on right now, that's all the more important. But I also do realize that things might be uncertain for you too, and so please do enjoy this podcast, and don't feel obligated to give if you are not able. If you would, though, please do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app, or tell some friends about us, because that does help us out a lot as well. And so, with that, we will see you next week with some more Animal Crossing.
Zoo Super Show is brought to you by the Techno Funk Boy. Follow us on Twitter at Techno Funk Boy, on Facebook at the Techno Funk Boy, and sign up for our email list at technofunkboy.com. Also look for us on Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon for music. If you are so inclined, please leave us a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast catcher. If you are not so inclined, you are obviously some sort of villain trying to conquer the world. Unowned music and video play clips are used for educational and critical purposes. Thank you for listening. Keep gaming. Unless you have responsibilities that need to be done at this time, then you can game later.